Hello, hello. Welcome back. This is Everything Works Out, a positive podcast where I touch on a bunch of different topics, from manifesting, entrepreneurship, to living life as a young gal in the city. Today's episode is all about rebranding and believing that you can be whoever and whatever you want. So let's get into it. Thank you guys for coming over here on a Sunday to listen to this new episode. There are a big handful of you that have just joined the podcast family, so thank you so much for listening, and I hope you're going to have fun with this episode. Today I decided to do an episode that was more of a rant style. I'm just going to be talking about rebranding and being in your rebrand era, and we're just going to see how it goes. And the updates for this week, we have really nothing. It's been raining every single day, so I haven't done much. But as I'm recording this, the new season of Bridgerton is out. So that is what I will be doing after I record this podcast. I will be watching it, and I'm very excited. So what got me onto this topic, what got me thinking about rebrands and being whoever you want to be, was thinking about all the weird things I did when I was younger. When I was younger, I was so delusional, which may or may not be relatable to you as a kid, but you could catch me at any given day creating a new business or deciding on a new hobby. I taught myself how to play guitar. I had YouTube channels where I covered songs and thought I would be the next big pop star. And never did once I think in those moments that things wouldn't work out for me. I was literally 10 years old thinking I was going to be the next big fashion designer. And it literally felt so real to me. So I started thinking about the way I would think as a kid, basically thinking that everything would work out. The name of this podcast. If one day I woke up wanting to be a pop star, that is what I was going to be. If I woke up the next day and decided I wanted to be a lawyer after watching Legally Blonde, that was my new life path. Basically, in the end, I realized that it was all about putting my mind to something and making it work. It honestly didn't matter to me that I had zero qualifications for the job I was trying to get or for the dream that I was trying to achieve. I thought of something that I wanted to do, and I did just that. Now fast forward to today, the year 2023. I still sort of have this mindset, but as I got older, I definitely shut down this mindset a lot by, you guessed it, a lot of self-doubt, anxieties, life being life in general. And I feel like I just kind of grew to have a more realistic, in quotations, mindset that somehow always just comes to the front of my mind. This has just been happening in my 20s, so I don't know if this is a weird subconscious thing that happens when you get into your 20s, but that is something I've realized. But I have been telling myself, especially after graduating from university, that life is literally whatever I want it to be. And I can have anything in my reach and out of my reach. I also can be whatever and whoever I want to be just by telling myself to. Graduating into 2019 or 2020, the year the pandemic started, it was literally the biggest whirlwind. There was no certainty in anything. And it's like, when you're graduating school, you're already confused and you already don't know what you actually want to do with your life. Like, do you want to start a job right now? Do you want to like try working on one of your passions and see where that goes? Do you want to travel? It's very open-ended because you now have no obligations to anything except yourself, pretty much. And that is when I realized I really started focusing on manifestation and aligning myself with goals. And it's not even about the woo-woo of it all. Just taking away any sort of spirituality, any form of higher power that a lot of people think manifestation revolves around. To me, manifestation is literally just creating motivation for yourself and showing you how you are the only factor that is holding you back from thinking positively about your plans or future plans. Because it is definitely a safer option to just exist in life, especially to just exist in a life that you have been living, because it feels safe, it feels comfortable most of the time. But I really want to emphasize the fact that you can think big. You can think as big as you want. You can rebrand yourself. You can be whoever you want to be at any point in your life. And you can do this as many times as you want. So that is why I'm considering myself to be in my rebrand era, an era where I focus on things that I love, things that make me happy, and try to make more time for myself and the things that I want to work on. And I highly suggest, if you are listening to this, you do the same too. So if you are listening to this, this podcast is one of the ways I am working towards my rebrand era. So if you are following along, you are hopefully going to see me become the best version of myself and work towards doing this podcast as part of my job, hopefully, in the future. And hopefully it's not cringy, but if it is, we will learn along the way. Honestly, Emma Chamberlain once said in a podcast episode something like that there is nothing to worry about and that no one is paying that much attention to you, which is so true. So if that isn't your sign to do whatever you want, cringy or not, I don't know what is. I also want to do another episode on this topic. So if you guys would want to listen to an episode on how to feel not cringy posting to social media, let me know on our Instagram at everythingworksoutpod, because it's something that I think about a lot and I think it could be an interesting episode. So let me know. Anyways, back to our topic for today. Basically, I just wanted to sit down here after work and rant for a good 10 minutes about this because it's been on my mind lately, and I think it's an important conversation to have with yourself no matter what point in life you are in. I think thinking about rebranding yourself and manifesting what you want in life works at any point, whether that be in school or your 9 to 5, or if you are in between and you don't even know what you want to do at all. This is sort of a reminder to give yourself a rebrand. So if you're listening to this, focus on rebranding yourself, especially now. It's the perfect time. Summer's coming. If you're in school, you're about to have the summers off of school. If you're at work, unfortunately, I'm with you. We'll be working through the summer, but that doesn't matter because a summer is a perfect time to reinvent yourself. When I'm bored and feel like I need some sort of change in my life, my sister and I always say to do something that shocks your system into the next phase of your life. And we always joke about this, and it can be something small like dyeing your hair a crazy color or donating all your old clothes and starting fresh. We just realized that this opens you up to change and basically allows yourself to slowly move into the next phase of your life and break up the status quo of your day-to-day. Because we don't want to get into being comfortable in our 9 to 5s, I fall victim to this because you just get into a routine. You go to work, you come home, you eat dinner, you go to sleep, you go to work, you come home, you eat dinner, you go to sleep, over and over again. And it's hard to think outside of the box sometimes. But I want this episode to be a reminder to you to start thinking bigger. Start thinking where you want to be. Start thinking about the answer to the question, if you could do anything tomorrow as a job, what would you be doing? Start thinking of ways that you can make your life feel fresh, you can have a new start, or just things that you've been wanting to sit down and manifest for yourself, but you haven't had the chance to. So, after this episode, I would grab a piece of paper, write down a list of things that will enter you into your rebrand era. I'm going to share mine with you guys right now. So, I have my list broken down into 3 points with little subheadings, so I will read them to you now. My first one is defining my destination. So, this is about where I want to be if I wasn't where I am right now. For me, right now, it's working for myself and growing my businesses. My second point on my rebrand era list is celebrating what makes my skill sets unique. And for me, I'm a multimedia designer and I have the ability to work in different streams that don't just fall under what I went to school for. So I want to keep working on those skills and grow them for myself. The third point I have is reintroducing myself. To me, that means focusing on working on my content and having fun while I do it. And that also comes with recording and documenting memories and what I'm doing in my 20s that is going to help me get to the destination I said in point one. So, those are just 3 things on my list that I'm thinking about when I'm about to enter my own rebrand era. But for you, now is the perfect time to start thinking about where you want to be, what you want to do, who you want to be. And if you've been through a rebrand era and it didn't work for you, that's fine. We're going to re-enter a new rebrand era. The beauty about this is that you can do it as many times as you want. If you feel like rebranding yourself, that can happen at any point. If you want to start fresh, delete all the photos off your Instagram, or throw away all your clothes, or completely reinvent yourself, you can do that at any point. There's nothing stopping you except yourself. So let's hold each other accountable and let's work on building ourselves up starting from today. And if you're listening to this episode on the day it releases, which is every Sunday, and with some new ideas brewing in your mind, I hope you guys all have an amazing week. And I will see you next Sunday for the next episode. So let's cheers to our rebrand eras. Until next week, bye. Thanks for listening to Everything Works Out. I'm Alicia, your host. You can follow us on Instagram at Everything Works Out Pod and on TikTok with the same username. Give us a shout on there because we are always scrolling through our feeds ready to chat. We post every Sunday, so make sure to check back for our next episode.